From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The one element of the government's financial rescue plan that seems to have upset Congress more than any other is the bailout of American International Group. The tab hit $180 billion this week. The government says it has to save AIG because, as expensive as the bailout is, it would be even more costly to simply let the company collapse. AIG has become the prime example of a company that is too big to fail. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the challenge now is to draw lessons from the AIG story.
AIG has long been a venerable name in the business world, an insurance company that got its start in China 90 years ago and became the biggest in the world, operating in 130 countries with the highest ratings an insurance firm can get. But no one these days has a kind word to say about AIG, and that includes Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who's funneling billions and billions into the company.
I think if there's a single episode in this entire 18 months that has made me more angry, I can't think of one in AIG. AIG exploited a huge gap in the regulatory system. There was no oversight of the financial products division. This was a hedge fund, basically, that was attached to a large and stable insurance company, made huge numbers of irresponsible bets, took huge losses.
And yet the U.S. government is doing all it can to save AIG because, Bernanke told the Senate Budget Committee today, its failure would be disastrous.
We're not doing this to bail out AIG or their shareholders, certainly. We're doing this to protect our financial system and to avoid a much more severe crisis in our global economy.
Millions of Americans depend on AIG to insure their retirement funds. Even more important for the global economy, many European banks turned to AIG to guarantee their investments against default and then figured those investments were so secure they could take on even more debt. AIG had no business making those guarantees, but the company's failure at this point would reverberate around the world. So policymakers need to learn from the AIG experience. Robert Arvanites is a former AIG executive now running his own risk advisory firm.
AIG will in future be the business case study for allowing a firm to get too big to fail. Right now we have indices like the Herfindahl Index that says is a firm too big that it has monopoly power. We must have a similar market impact measure so that a firm can't get so big it can put the gun to its own temple.
Which is what AIG has done?
Exactly. Not intentionally, but when the trouble hit, we couldn't let it go down.
Not only is AIG too big to fail, along with banks like Citigroup, AIG may even be too big for the U.S. government to manage. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham today suggested that a better alternative to pouring money into AIG would be for the government just to take it over, sell the healthy parts, and dispose of the rest. In response, Ben Bernanke suggested an act of Congress might be needed for that to happen.
Give us a framework where we can resolve a multinational, complicated financial conglomerate like Citigroup, like AIG, or others, if that became necessary. We do not have that framework, and therefore we have to work within the constraints of what we have.
When pressed last week why he and the Treasury Department have been resisting outright nationalization of troubled banks, Bernanke said it would destroy what he called their franchise value. But that's one argument that doesn't seem to apply in the AIG case. Under the government's latest plan, the firm's most valuable insurance subsidiaries are likely to be separated from the company, leaving that part of the firm that recklessly sold credit default protection. Peter Morici, an international business professor at the University of Maryland, says there won't be much franchise value left in the AIG brand.
AIG as a holding company is dead. I mean, AIG will be spinning off its insurance companies through the federal government now. And once the credit default swaps are unwound, that company will largely go away.
AIG's healthy insurance subsidiaries are actually known under their own names, American International Assurance, or AIA, based in Asia, and American Life Insurance, which operates in more than 50 countries. Whoever is running those firms in the future, in all likelihood, won't want them to be associated anymore with AIG, no matter what the brand used to mean. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.